Wait. Before we start, just want to make sure we're clear here. While this podcast talks about sobriety, mental health, and addiction, it is not meant to replace professional medical advice. Welcome to Sisters in Sobriety.
I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're ex-sisters-in-law, brought together in marriage and bonded through our sobriety journey.
Join us as we talk sobriety, addiction, and everything in between. You're in for quite a ride. And our Substack is buzzing with amazing content, from creative mocktail recipes to insightful courses and reflective exercises. There is something for everyone. Don't miss out. It's a great way to add some extra joy and depth to your journey. Check it out. Hi, sisters, and welcome to a Q&A episode where I'll answer questions from the listeners. We got some great questions about what some people refer to as a relapse or return to use or a slip, but essentially it's when you drink after a period of abstinence. And this is really the time for acknowledging, reflecting, making adjustments, and most of all, self-compassion, not shame, guilt, or criticism. These will have the opposite effect than what you're trying to achieve. So here's our question from Patricia. I've been sober for a while, but I recently ended up drinking again. I'm feeling a lot of things right now. Guilt, shame, disappointment. What should I do? So first off, it's really important to acknowledge what you're feeling and know that it's okay to have these emotions. Experiencing a return to drinking after a period of sobriety can really be tough, but it's part of many people's journey. The way you're feeling right now, I know it's challenging, but it's something that a lot of us have gone through. And I'm not by any means encouraging a slip, but they can happen. And we need to know how to turn it into the fuel to strengthen our sobriety. So here are some steps on how we can navigate this together, focusing on moving forward, learning from the experience, and maintaining a compassionate approach to ourselves. First, acknowledge, don't judge. Let's start by acknowledging that this happened. It's a fact, not a moral failing. Beating ourselves up with judgment doesn't help us heal or grow. Imagine you're observing the situation from the outside, just noticing, not criticizing. This helps create a space where you can address what happened with clarity rather than through a lens of self-blame. Think of it as acknowledging clouds in the sky. They're just passing through. They don't define the sky. Recognize that this has happened without adding judgment or harsh self-criticism, and understand that many people in recovery face similar challenges. Lean on your support system. This is the time to lean into your support system. Whether it's friends, family, a recovery coach, or a support group, reaching out can help you so much. Sharing what you're going through doesn't just lighten your load, but it can also provide you with perspectives that you may not have considered. And remember, vulnerability often strengthens connections. You might be surprised at how understanding and supportive people can be. Also, remember, your journey can help enlighten and support others through their struggles, and that really makes your relationships and connections even more meaningful. Reflect and learn. Taking a step back to reflect on what led to this moment can be really enlightening. Were there specific triggers? Was it a buildup of stress? How did you feel at that moment? Understanding these can be the key to fortifying your recovery strategy. This isn't about dwelling on the past, but understanding it. Reflection can reveal patterns or stressors that you might not even have been fully aware of, and it will offer you a roadmap for adjustments to your strategy. It's like revisiting the scene of a stumble to understand where the obstacle was and how to navigate it better next time. Reaffirm your why. I love a good why. Remind yourself why you chose sobriety in the first place, and that can reignite your motivation. Was it for your health, your family, your peace of mind, and reconnecting with these reasons can be a powerful reminder of the value of your recovery journey. Reconnecting with your why can refuel your determination and remind you of the life you're striving to build. Adapt your strategy. Based on what you learn, it may be time to tweak your recovery plan. Maybe that means exploring new coping mechanisms, adjusting your environment, setting boundaries with certain people or situations, and you may even want to reevaluate your social circle or introduce new routines to your life. This isn't a sign of failure, but growth and resilience. It's about fine-tuning your approach to better suit your journey, much like adjusting the sails to navigate changing winds. So think of it as updating the software to better meet your needs. Self-care is key. Don't forget to take care of yourself. This isn't just about avoiding alcohol. It's about nurturing your whole self, whether it's through art, exercise, meditation, or just watching your favorite movie. Give yourself permission to enjoy and relax. These moments of self-care are vital for your mental and emotional health and provide a buffer against stress and triggers. Embrace the learning curve. Every experience, especially challenging ones, offer valuable lessons. This isn't a failure. It's about learning, growing, and every setback is a learning opportunity. This really hasn't set you back. It's just deepened your understanding of yourself. And remember, recovery is a journey, not a destination. And there'll be ups and downs, but each step, even ones that seem like they're stepping backwards, teach us something really valuable. Building resilience and empathy. Getting back on track after a slip can actually make you stronger. It's a testament to your commitment and not a sign of weakness. Plus, your experience can deepen your empathy for others in similar situations. And sharing your story can inspire and encourage not just you, but those around you. And it's a really powerful way to transform a personal challenge into collective strength. Let go of shame. This is so important. Shame thrives in secrecy and silence. By talking about your experience openly, you take away its power. At Everbloom, we encourage people not to hide a slip. Practice self-compassion, reminding yourself you are not defined by a moment, but by your courage to continue. And shame is just a shadow that grows larger and larger the more we try to run away from it. So instead, turn around and face it with kindness and understanding. You are not your mistakes. Practice treating yourself with the same compassion you would offer a friend in the same shoes. Celebrate progress. Focus on the progress you've made, not just the slip. Each day of sobriety, each moment of choosing health is a victory. Having 75 sober days and one non-sober day is a victory. Having 5 sober days and 1 not sober day is a victory. And it's really about practice, not perfection. And it's about the overall journey to a healthier, happier you. So celebrate the victories, learn from the setbacks, and keep moving forward. Stay present and take action. So concentrate on what you can do now. So whether it's attending a meeting, calling a friend, or just taking a few deep breaths, action empowers us and brings us back to the present, and it reinforces your commitment. So remember, experiencing a return to drinking after a period of sobriety doesn't define you. It's a chapter in a larger story. And with each step forward, you're not just moving away from your past, you're moving closer to the person you're meant to be. And always remember, you are not walking this path alone. This was Sisters in Sobriety.
Thank you for listening and being with us today.
If you want to learn more about sobriety and meet your community, find us at sistersinsobriety.substack.com.
Are you a sister in sobriety? Then reach out on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
If you're feeling generous, leave us 5 stars and a review and follow us wherever you listen.
You'll never miss an episode. Until next time,